This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquitie. I was in the White Mountains this fall. I was up high in elevation, poking through the coniferous forest and fir forest for, about 8,000 feet in elevation, up to 9,000 feet. It was relatively mild when I was there. Frost in the morning, but no need for a jacket by mid-morning, and I really like 40-degree days. Really feels great. Anyway, I'm still jabbering about it, as you can tell, because it was so much fun to see other country, other regions, to be in another life zone, a life zone 4,000 feet higher than the desert grassland in our home near the banks of the Ojolote. High in the land of ponderosa pine and Doug fir and spruces and firs and I'm sure I mentioned before, the land of aspen, which at the time were turned yellow, and so there were magnificent slopes covered in contrasting green and yellow. Down around 8,000 feet, the gamble oaks were dropping acorns, and there are still some acorns rattling around in the back of my old pickup because I parked under a gamble oak several nights in a row. I was in the mountains for 6 days, much of it spent hunting. Hunting is a really nice way to poke around a forest. It's a nice way to poke around any life zone, any habitat. For me, there's always time in the day when I'm no longer hunting but botanizing or bird watching or squirrel watching or stream watching or old bones watching. All of it is just good stuff, right? I remember getting home and pulling some old textbooks off the shelf, old books, and reminding myself about the life zones of the Southwest, of the Rocky Mountain regions, the life zones of the Rocky Mountain region. In the White Mountains, I was spending most of my hiking, hunting, exploring in the Canadian life zone. In my poking through old books, I read a marvelous thing about the Canadian life zone, the Canadian zone, that the forests of the Canadian life zone are often interrupted by extensive grassland parks. That's sort of a quote. And from a book about the trees of the Rocky Mountains and published in the 1940s. I love books. But the point is, what you said, unbelievable, magnificent grassland parks. It's unbelievable. So coniferous forest suddenly opens up and you are in a grassy meadow, sometimes wide, sometimes like one I walked into, long and narrow, and snaking through the forest with maybe a stream leading the way. Grass is growing right up to the stream edge, no defined banks, just water flowing, babbling, gurgling, sometimes sounding like someone talking, you know, making me look around for the source. Oh, I saw a very cool plant along the streams called checkered mallow. It's Cydalcia neomexicana. I remember that from camping in the Gila with our kids umpteen years ago. It's got a very cool pink flower. Think hollyhock, but much smaller, but hollyhock-like in flower shape. Well, it makes sense, total sense, because hollyhocks and this checker mallow, they're in the same family, the mallow family, Malvaceae. The wildflowers, you know, had definitely petered out in late October, but I was in the forest. I still saw yarrow, achillea, what is it, achillea lanulosa. Yeah, very cool, very cool. And in almost every grassland meadow I poked around, high in the Canadian zone, I saw a bellflower, 10, 12, 13, 14 inches high off the ground with a blue flower, bell hanging. Oh, yeah, I always knelt down to admire them. Campanula rotundifolia. It's in the bellflower family, Campanulaceae, over 300 species found around the northern hemisphere, two species in Arizona. But listen, the species rotundifolia is found, you know, where I was, on the top of the Pinaleños, Mount Graham, and in the boreal regions of North America. And listen to this, Eurasia. Yeah, the genus Campanula is a diminutive of the Latin campana, bell, so little bell, you could say little bell, rotundifolia. Rotundifolia is referring to the rounded basal leaves. Okay, you don't have to say little bell. Okay, it's not a rare plant, get real. It's very common, actually. That's probably why I saw it every meadow I walked into. It's not hard to find. But for this fellow visiting from the, you know, another life zone 4,000 feet lower and into the Canadian life zone, it was wonderful. I mean, oh, those upper elevation grassland parks, they were beautiful, my friends. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquitie, and this has been Growing Native.